Unit 3, Reading 1.
The Power of Crowds. Every day, people use the internet to collaborate and share information. Today, scientists and archaeologists are using the power of the internet to investigate the past in a new, exciting way. The approach is known as crowdsourcing, and it involves asking the public for help with a project. Crowdsourcing has the potential to completely change modern archaeology. Solving a mystery. Scientists in the United States and Mongolia used the internet to try to solve an 800-year-old mystery, the location of Genghis Khan's tomb. Genghis Khan was the founder of the Mongol Empire, one of the largest empires in history. When he died in 1227, he was buried in an unmarked grave. Experts believe that Genghis Khan's final resting place is somewhere near the Burkhan Khaldun, a sacred Mongolian mountain. It's a difficult place to get to and covers a huge area, so the scientists had to rely on satellite images. However, there were over 85,000 images to study, so they needed a lot of help. More than 10,000 volunteers, or citizen scientists, joined the search. They logged into a website and labeled landmarks on very detailed satellite images of the area. The landmarks could be roads, rivers, modern structures, or ancient structures. Participants also labeled anything else that looked unusual. According to project leader Albert Lin, humans can often do this kind of work better than computers. What a computer can't do is look for weird things, he says. Lin's team used the information from the volunteers to decide on the best places to visit and study. The project has identified more than 50 sites that might be related to Genghis Khan's tomb. The exact location is still unknown, but Lin believes that we are getting closer to finding out this great secret. Protecting treasures. Crowdsourcing is also being used by National Geographic explorer and archaeologist Dr. Sarah Parkak. In 2017, Parkak launched Global Explorer, a citizen science project that aims to find and protect important archaeological sites using satellite images. In particular, it protects sites from looters, people who steal ancient objects and sell them. If we don't go and find these sites, says Parkak, looters will. Looting pits are easy to spot in satellite images, so participants can look for signs of looting and illegal construction. The project launched in Peru, which has large numbers of historical sites from many different cultures. Global Explorer is designed like a game. Participants first watch online videos that teach them how to identify certain features on satellite images. Then they study and flag satellite images on their own. They look at more than 250,000 square kilometers of land, broken into 100 by 100 meter tiles. Since the participants don't have professional experience, a certain number of them have to agree on the results before the data is considered useful. Once enough volunteers say that they see the same thing, Parkak and her team will check for themselves before passing the information along to archaeologists on the ground. The players receive a score based on how accurate they are. Most people don't get to make scientific contributions or discoveries in their everyday lives, Parkak says. But we're all born explorers. We want to find out more about other people and about ourselves and our past. Now, thanks to crowdsourcing projects like Global Explorer, anyone with a computer and an internet connection can be part of a new age of discovery.